Moving south of the border now, today is the last day that the Pope is in Mexico. Francis made news yesterday when he implored young people in Mexico not to join gangs. He said Jesus would never ask us to be hitmen. NPR Mexico correspondent Carrie Kahn. Hello, Carrie.
Hi.
Tell us more about the Pope's remarks. Gang violence, we know, is a huge issue in Mexico. Tell us what the Pope's visit was like and what he said.
It was a pretty blunt and remarkable speech he gave to that. It was a stadium full of young people in Morelia, Michoacán. That was yesterday's visit. And this is the capital of one of the state's hardest hit by drug violence and organized crime, a particularly vicious and cult-like cartel that rules that area there. So it was historic that he came there in the first place, and also listening to his tough words. It wasn't that he was scolding the young people. He has such a way of talking to people. He was expressing his support to them and saying, I really understand the limited choices you have, but dream big and don't give in to the temptation, he said, of easy money and fast cars. He kept bringing up fast cars. And earlier in the day, he urged clergy. He sat down and talked with priests and nuns, and he just said, you know, get out into the streets, leave the comfort of your churches and homes and help these youth more and those afflicted by the criminality all around them.
So what are the Pope's plans now? I know he has a mass intended along the U.S.-Mexican border. What else is he going to be doing?
He's in Juarez, which is also a city that has really suffered greatly from the drug war. It has had a turnaround lately. But in keeping with this Pope, who doesn't shy away from the more dangerous areas of the country, he's going to a prison today, just 1 week after a very deadly prison riot in a nearby border state left 49 dead. He's going to this prison. He'll also give mass, as you said, at the border, and he will talk a lot about the plight of U.S.-bound immigrants, especially Central American immigrants.
Looking back on this trip of the Pope's, it's lasted just about a week. Mexico has the world's second largest number of Catholics, according to a Pew report. Can you tell us what the reception overall has been like for the Pope?
It's huge crowds. They're just amazing crowds, adoring. And it was interesting because in the run-up to it, there wasn't a lot of emotion and a lot of, you didn't see a lot of talk about it coming. And like sales of Pope-related things were not that big, but the crowds were huge. He spoke to 300,000 out in a sprawling, gritty suburb outside of Mexico City. The streets have been lined in Mexico City. They were just four or five deep every time he went through. So the reception has been very great. And for his message.
Yeah, and especially given the fact that this Pope is thought of as a kind of 21st century Pope with a progressive view on many of the church's traditions. What in that spirit has he done during this trip in Mexico?
He's just been so blunt in what he has said in his criticism and not fearful of his criticism of his own clergy here. He really took the bishops to task for what he would call gossiping and infighting and telling them to really stand up and be men and do the work that they need to do. And then he went to Chiapas just the other day, which is one of the least Catholic areas of Mexico, a heavy indigenous population there. And he apologized to the indigenous people for the misdeeds of the church and all the discrimination and exclusion that they've suffered for years. He presented them with a proclamation where he authorized the use of indigenous languages in masses. It was just amazing to see him there embracing the indigenous culture that has felt very left out from the Catholic Church. So he's done a lot. And I think the most interesting thing is his blunt talk here, whether he is talking to politicians or the clergy. It was quite interesting.
How does that go over, though? Because it was only about 25 years ago that Mexico restored diplomatic relations with the Vatican. So has that blunt talk caused any kind of tensions or ripples?
It's really interesting because Mexico's government throughout the 20th century was extremely anti-clerical. And it was, like you said, it wasn't until the 1990s that these ties were reestablished with the Vatican. But even since the reestablishment of the ties, the pre-party, which has been in power the longest here and just returned to power recently, its presidents and its members really keep their Catholicism out of the public limelight. So it was just startling to see the Pope given the state welcome and asked to speak in the National Palace. It's kind of like when he spoke to the joint session of Congress last year. The president was all smiles. You know, his popularity here in the country is very low right now due to these high-profile corruption cases and the levels of violence in the country. So he was glowing getting his picture taken with the Pope. And he attended Mass, even took communion on live TV. These are all historical things to be seen here in Mexico at this time. But the Pope didn't shy away from any of that. Talking at the National Palace with the president right next to him, he warned them. He said, when the privileged few put their needs above those of the many, it just provides fertile ground for corruption and drug trafficking and violence and a whole host of evils in the society. To me, that was the most amazing thing to hear him say, you know, talking in front of all the political elites of this country who are facing major corruption problems. So it was a highlight in a trip that was full of these proclamations and bold statements by this Pope.
Thank you, NPR Mexico correspondent Carrie Kahn, covering the Pope in Mexico. Thanks again, Carrie.
You're welcome.